From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Sunday promoted improvising and improving ties between Saudi Arabia and Iraq as a way to counter Iran's growing military assertiveness within the region. Tillerson participating in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh told Saudi King Salman and Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi that their improving links showed great potential. He was, however, very straightforward about the presence of Iranian-backed fighters in Iraq.
Any foreign fighters in Iraq need to go home and allow the Iraqi people to regain control of areas that had been overtaken by ISIS and Daesh that have now been liberated, allow the Iraqi people to rebuild their lives with the help of their neighbors.
Salman went on to say, "We reaffirm our support for the unity and stability of our brothers in Iraq," while Abadi voiced his approval of the thriving relations between the two brotherly countries. However, Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, responded on Twitter, describing U.S. foreign policy as shameful and dictated by petrodollars. Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, along with its coalition partner, captured 312 of parliament's 465 lower house seats in Sunday's snap election, assuring Prime Minister Shinzo Abe a supermajority and improving his prospects of becoming the country's longest-serving prime minister in post-war Japan. Meanwhile, Abe said Monday he hopes to use decisive and strong diplomacy to resolve issues related to North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. He spoke to reporters a day after the general election that gave him his coalition a two-thirds supermajority. This is VOA News.